hop on in, darling. Give mommy a nice kiss. Mwah. How was practice? Did you have a good workout? Great. Getting dark so early. These are such long days for you, aren't they, sweetheart? How I feel for you. Are you hungry? I made your favorite dinner. Get you all carb loaded. Well, you're a growing boy, aren't you? Look at those muscles. Goodness. Tell me about practice. How did it go? Good for you. That's awesome. And what about your math test? I guess we'll see, huh? I'm sure you did fine, honey. You stayed up so late studying. I'm surprised you didn't fall asleep in the middle of it. It's good to see you. You know, this is probably my favorite part of the day. Myself. We have a little time to talk, a little privacy away from the rest of the horde at home. As you really are so busy these days, I feel like I barely get to see you. I miss you. I miss our special time together. Do you miss me? Honey, can you not call me Mom? I know you're really too old to say Mommy, but Mom is just so pedestrian and unsexy. It's like the unsexiest word in the dictionary. Well, just because I'm your mother doesn't mean I can't still be sexy. I'm sure your father thinks so. I just got my hair done. Don't you think it's cute? I know what your friends say about me. Come on, admit it. They've said things, haven't they? No, we're not going home right away. I need to talk to you about something. Well, I thought I would just pull over on this quiet street and we could have a little chat. What do you think? Well, because we don't have a chance at home, really. Just pull over as though I'm parking on the side here. Well, I mean, I am parking on the side. Okay, so here's the thing, darling. How can I put this in the most delicate way possible? I wanted to talk to you about, your hygiene. After practice like this, when you're sitting next to me in the car, I can smell that you've been working out very hard. Are you wearing deodorant every day? And do you take a shower after, when we get home, after practice? I don't understand then. Here, move your chair back a bit. Good. Now, let Mommy help you take off your shirt. I need to show you where exactly you need to be putting deodorant on. These sweatpants, they are so soft, aren't they? And they show off your muscles so well. You get your chest muscles too. They're really, really developing nicely. I mean, you look more like a man than a boy these days. But you probably sweat more like a man, too. For example, right here. Yeah. Right here. Your underarms. Lift them up, baby. Mommy doesn't mind. Mommy loves you unconditionally. All of you, even your stinky bits. Ah. In fact, especially your stinky bits. Oh, I'm just teasing, baby. So you need to put deodorant here. And here. Well, let me smell your neck area. And your tummy. Darling, Mommy's going to undo the string on your sweatpants. Yes, I am. And don't you worry about a thing. You need to show Mommy. Let Mommy help you. All those cute girls at school that walk around with their little short skirts and their cleavage, and their tan legs, and bouncing their ass back and forth with every step.
You don't want them to think that you smell bad, do you? So let mommy just check. Okay? It'll just be one quick second. There we go.
I like how you just pull on this one string and everything just falls open.
So I'm just gonna put my hands down in here, baby, and pull you out. Okay, just lift up your butt a little bit. That's good. Yeah, oh, look at that. My darling is getting a little bit excited, aren't you? Mommy's a firm hand pulling your cock out of your sweats. Yeah, it doesn't take much at this age, does it? You're just so full of hormones. So horny all the time. I understand, baby. I do. I really get it. Yeah. You can't help it. Your penis has a mind of its own. Oh, but baby, help mommy. Take your balls out too, because I find that's where most of this musky, sweaty scent comes from. And just pull them out and lay them on top of your lap. Yeah, that's good. Baby. All these hormones you have running through your body could be what's causing you to sweat so much. It could be. I think if you had a regular release of these hormones, it might help the situation. Would you like mommy to help you? Oh, you do know how? Well, that's good, baby. But I don't think you're doing it the right way. Because if you were, you wouldn't have this problem. So let mommy help you. Okay? You've been a very good boy and you've shown mommy your cock and your full balls. Your full musky, sweaty balls. And you let mommy stick her nose right down in there. So let mommy help you all the way, the right way. I just happen to have some lotion right here. Isn't that a happy coincidence, darling? Right here in my bag. There we go. Whoops. Now, and just lean back and close your eyes and let mommy help you get some badly needed relief. You are already rock hard, darling. think this will take very long. Would you like mommy to fondle your balls with her lotioned up hands too? They're so full and heavy. Oh, you have got a beautiful cock, and you are such a good boy for letting mommy help you like this. Barely even protesting. I did raise up a fine young man, didn't I? Yes, I did. Oh, baby, look at that cock throbbing. Throbbing and so veiny and oh God. Sweaty and musky. Filled with all that man scent. Is this a little tickly when I rub my thumb around the tip of your cock head? Show mommy how you do it, baby. Show mommy your stroke. Let's see. Come on. Come on, put your hands on your cock. Let's see how you do it. Show me. Don't be embarrassed. Come on. If you show me how you do it, I'll be much faster at it myself. We'll achieve your release in record time if you just show me a little bit. Just show me 1 minute. Go on. Show me how you like to do it. Oh, that's a good boy. That's how you like it, huh? I see. And what do you do with the other hand? Do you put it on your balls? Under your balls? You cradle your balls? Yeah. So good to your balls, as you should be. Yes, you should be good to your balls. Okay, if mommy puts her hand on your cock, why don't you put your hand on top of mine? Yeah, show me. Good. Guide me. Guide my fingers. That's a good boy. Oh, so fast. Yeah. Have you ever had a girl from school do this to you? Have you wanted to? They are so cute, aren't they? Oh, that's a good boy. Yes. Look how your balls are getting all tight. Oh, you know what that means. You're not just going to give mommy some of your cum. You're going to give mommy all of your cum, aren't you? Yes, you are. Give mommy that cum. Be a good boy. And give mommy all your cum. Yes. Right now. Yes, baby. Yes, my sweet boy. Oh. Can I give it a kiss right before you come, baby? Yeah, right now. I'll let mommy have it right here. Don't worry about my mouth. Don't worry, just do it. So much. This is the right way to do it, baby. This way I can suck out every last drop and make sure I get all those hormones out of there. Empty those big fat balls. That's a good, good, good boy. And the good thing about having mommy do this is there's no cleanup. Isn't that right? You don't have to come into a Kleenex and then hide it underneath the rest of the trash. I told you mommy's got eyes in the back of her head and she knows everything. But this way, it's all gone down mommy's throat. And it's keeping my tummy all warm. Okay, baby. And tuck yourself back into your sweatpants. And put your shirt back on. We've got to get home for dinner before everybody starts wondering where we've been. Now listen up. Nobody can know about this, of course, but I think it would be a prudent idea for us to just take a little detour every time you have practice, just to make sure that, you know, your health and your fertility is well taken care of. Don't you agree, darling? Great.